Welcome to Vegas Business Spotlight, the podcast that brings you the brightest minds and success stories from the bustling business scene in and around Las Vegas. Join us as we journey behind the neon lights and uncover the strategies, triumphs, and insights that shape the entrepreneurial landscape of the City of Lights. From visionary startups to industry titans, get ready to be inspired by the stories of those who've turned dreams into reality on this iconic stage. And now, your host, Tim Nifton.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Vegas Business Spotlight, sponsored by RSVP Las Vegas. I'm Tim Nifton, your host, and I'm thrilled to have you here with us today as we continue our journey through the vibrant world of Las Vegas entrepreneurship. Before we dive into today's conversation, I want to extend a warm welcome to our featured guests. Joining us today is Nicole Jeanette with Ideal Age Aesthetics. We're honored to have her on the show today to share her experiences, insight, and wisdom she has gained over her remarkable journey to success. So without further ado, let's get started. Nicole, welcome to the Vegas Business Spotlight. We're delighted to have you here today. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Well, let's jump right in and start by hearing a bit about your journey and the incredible work you're doing here in Las Vegas. I always like to start off with, you know, that 30-second elevator pitch. You know, why Nicole? Why Ideal Age?
Well, I am a results-driven esthetician, and I love to do services that show the immediate result when you step off of the table. So I happen to work a lot with lymphatic drainage and massage on the face, as well as really great products that are more natural-based.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's great. So tell me why skincare is so...
Well, I do have a list of things, but the first for your skin is your impression. Your face is your first impression when people meet you. So, you know, we want to make sure that matters. The first thing that they notice about you is your clear skin, your shine, your glowing. Another part that goes along with that is just it's a confidence booster when your skin is healthy. You don't hide. You smile. You're out there in the front for the world to see you. So my goal is to make people shine from the inside out, and I like to help that with all of my clients, men, women, and teens.
You know, Ideal Age is a newer business, so can you tell me a little bit about what inspired you to start your own business here?
I've always loved skincare, and after COVID, with losing my regular 9-to-5 corporate job, took a little bit of a break, decided to actually follow the passion that I've always had, which is skincare, since I was young. I've always loved it. I've always wanted to do it, and I thought, why not do it now? I really wanted to also have my own business. I wanted to be my own boss. Make friends on my own, you know, get those clientele and those friendships built on my own time. And this has just been a wonderful journey and a blessing, actually, that this has all happened the way it has and has brought me to the place where I love. So, I mean, it's definitely a dream come true. Getting started basically from the ground up has just been, I guess, building clientele, brand new clientele, getting out there. So, you know, I've actually attended a couple of meetings, and I've joined the chamber, and I've met some amazing people, including you, that have really helped put me back out in front where I can meet people so that they know who I am. You know, they can hear my name or they can see my website, but until they actually meet me in person, that's when I really have been growing in my clients. So, that's the important thing for me. It's getting out there.
Known for its vibrant and unique business landscape, how has being based in the city influenced your business strategy to decision?
Well, I mean, there's enough clients to go around in the city. That's for sure. For me, I think I'm a little more flexible on my time and my days that I'm operating. Being that we are a 24-hour town, I do have a couple of my clients that are really grateful that I will take them, you know, around 7 o'clock sometimes, 6 o'clock. It just depends. And I think that kind of sets me apart. But in this city, I think you have to be flexible because there's a lot of people with different schedules and they all need that same care.
What advice do you have for those just starting out with their?
Well, the best advice given to me was get out there and get yourself in front of people. Get out of the comfort zone, shake people's hands, hand out your cards. I carry stacks of my business flyers and my cards with me, and I hand them out everywhere I go. I'll just drop them off, and you know, even if I'm walking through a store, I'll set it on the shelves, you know, just so people can see me. I'll hand them out, and I'll make conversations with people. And it's hard. It's hard. A lot of people are scared and they don't want to do that, but you have to. You have to put yourself out there because most people are very receptive if you just say hi and you meet them.
So building and sustaining a successful business often requires adaptability. Can you tell us a little bit about a time where you had to make a major change or pivot in your business model?
With Ideal Age or just in general? That's a tough one. I think patience. I'm just going to say you have to be patient. You can't want it all at once. For me, it's, you know, it was a slow go at the beginning. It's starting to pick up now, but I'm not going to give up. I'm going to continue, even though it's, you know, my schedule is not as busy as it's going to be in the future. You just have to keep moving forward. You can't give up. You can't just throw your hands up and walk away. I'm determined to keep moving forward, even if there's weeks where it's slow. You have to have a positive attitude, I guess is what I'm saying. Keep moving forward.
Achieving a work-life balance can be challenging for business owners. How do you manage your professional and personal life effectively, especially in a city as dynamic as Las Vegas?
Well, I think being my own boss is definitely helping me with that work-life balance. But I do put myself under, you know, a schedule and I do follow that. I'm lucky with this type of a business. I can make my own hours. I can block out the calendar if I'm going out of town for the weekend and I can open it back up when I'm home. So I think, you know, for me, it's a little bit different, I guess, but you still have to be strict with yourself.
So Las Vegas is known for its diverse industries. Can you share any insights into how you tapped into or leveraged this diversity for your business?
Can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
Sure. Las Vegas is known for its diverse industries. Can you share any insights into how you tapped into or leveraged the diversity for your business success?
My studio is located right at the base of Anthem. A lot of my clients are a bit older. And, you know, I find that tapping into their needs in specific, you know, for their aging skin has really helped me. But it kind of goes back to the beginning of what I do. I do results driven, and I build your routine and your treatment to who you are. So I had a really nice lady the other day that came in and saw me. She was 86 years old. She looked amazing when she sat up off the table. She listened and had, you know, great response to what I was talking to her about. So diverse-wise with the elderly clients that I have, specifically in the area where I'm located, has been wonderful. So I like to focus more on corrective and preventative. And it's really great because I can hit both of those with the elderly and then with the up-and-coming young clients as well.
So as you mentioned earlier, networking is crucial for your business growth. Can you share some tips on building meaningful connections within the Las Vegas business?
I think just attending as many of the networking events as you can and don't get boxed into just going to one networking. You have to kind of move around and be amongst different ones. You know, get invited to go to the ones that are not within the area that you're specifically in. be a guest. I mean, that's what I was. And, you know, it gets expensive when you start joining them all, but they're free if you're invited. So, you know, try to just attend all the different ones because there's different people in every single networking event. And they're fun. They're fun to go to. Well, I joined the chamber, the Henderson Chamber of Commerce, and I'm really enjoying that. I have an event coming up with them in another week, I believe, a week and a half. And then there's a breakfast coming up through a different, it's through the chamber, but it's a different event. So I'm going to go to that too. And it's an actual breakfast. So that'll be a lot of fun. But yeah, I like going and meeting everybody. There's always people that aren't there that might show up on the next meeting too. So it's just a really nice way to get yourself out there again for people to see your face and meet you, shake your hand.
So as a successful business owner, I'm sure you have a vision for your future. What are your goals and aspirations for your business?
Well, I'm going to give it a certain amount of time, and I don't like to say it out loud because it's in my head, to have a certain amount of clientele per month. So my goal is to just keep rolling and building and keep getting that retention of whoever comes to see me rebooking and then telling their friends. And, you know, again, it's just going to grow. In my mind, I just feel like it's kind of a superstitious thing. I don't want to say it out loud, but I intend to grow immensely in the next year.
Reflecting on your journey, what's one piece of advice or a mantra that you carry with you with your business endeavors?
I always say, don't give up. Just don't give up. Don't. No matter what, don't let anybody get in your way of what you truly want. Don't let negativity get in the way. Don't let somebody else's failure be your failure. I feel like a lot of people do back off once, you know, they hear somebody saying, well, you know, COVID is here and the economy is terrible and it's a bad time to start this business. I don't believe that. So I just think that you need to stay positive. And if you really want something, you're going to make it happen. It doesn't matter when or, you know, if you don't have the money, there's going to be a way to figure it out. And I think that would be my advice. And I've actually given that advice to a couple of people that are, you know, younger than me, and they don't want to get started because they're scared. So they've let negativity get in their way. So I just say, don't give up. You definitely do. And three years ago, I would have never thought I was sitting here today and doing what I'm doing. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, this is going to conclude this week's podcast for Vegas Business Spotlights. Again, thanks, Nicole, for being on. And we'll be in touch with everybody again next week. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Tim. Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Vegas Business Spotlight. For more inspiring stories and insights from the Las Vegas business community, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform. And remember, you can catch new episodes each week at VegasBusinessSpotlight.com, where we keep the spotlight shining bright on the entrepreneurs who make Las Vegas thrive. And don't forget to like and subscribe. See you next week.